This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. This Tuesday is primary day in 10 states. The results will narrow the slate of Senate, congressional, and gubernatorial candidates in this fall's midterm elections. In a moment, we'll truth squad some of the campaign ads in California. But first, this may be the week of the woman in politics. At least three women, and perhaps four, will be nominated for the U.S. Senate in major party primaries in states as diverse as California, Nevada, and Arkansas. California and South Carolina look likely to nominate women for governor as well. Joining us to talk about the Tuesday party contests is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Leanne.
Let's start with California, because it's the big casino this Tuesday. In 1992, the state elected two women to the U.S. Senate, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein. They've been there ever since. What can you do to top that in terms of gender politics?
California could top that, Leanne. First of all, they're going to nominate Barbara Boxer for a fourth term on Tuesday. She won't have any trouble. And Carly Fiorina, that former top executive at Hewlett-Packard, is very likely to be the Senate nominee there. Her chief rival for the nomination, Tom Campbell, has pulled down his TV ads, pretty much conceding that he can't keep up with her, and she appears to be on her way to nomination. Now, at the same time, they're going to nominate, in all likelihood, Meg Whitman, who has a big lead, big double-digit lead, over Steve Poizner on the gubernatorial side. And that would then give them the Thelma and Louise of Republican politics this fall, the Golden Parachute Sisters. One comes from Hewlett-Packard, the other is the former chief executive at eBay, and they're using personal resources, tens of millions of dollars, to really separate themselves from the pack and set them up for not only Barbara Boxer in the fall, but also the return of Jerry Brown, who will be the Democratic nominee for governor.
There's another pairing of women next door in Nevada, in this case two Republican candidates for the Senate, who are fighting over who's most conservative and, of course, the chance to take on Harry Reid in November.
Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, whose numbers have been terrible and who has looked like anyone could beat him in November. So the candidates all are very eager to have that opportunity. Sue Loudon is a former Miss New Jersey. She is also a former state legislator and a former chairman of the Republican Party in Nevada. And she was way ahead in this situation. She had chosen her shot very carefully, hadn't run for office in a number of years. And here she was, way out in front to be the Republican nominee here, but she made a few remarks, said a few things, said that maybe the best answer for health care was we could barter with our doctors, you know, use a chicken, offer to paint his house. That was widely ridiculed. She also said some things indicating some ambivalence about the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and her numbers have come down rather precipitously at just the moment when her chief rival, Sharron Angell, was surging. Sharron Angell is supported by at least part of the Tea Party, one of the Tea Party activist groups. She has a number of other supporters in the conservative movement. And they, the two of them, have run far ahead of Danny Tarkanian, the third candidate in the running there in Nevada. And we expect one of the two women will be the nominee. And all the momentum in recent weeks has been with Sharron Angell.
Moving east, there's an incumbent senator in Blanche Lambert Lincoln who's fighting for her life in Arkansas.
This is a runoff from the May primary where she barely won and she fell well short of the 50% she would have needed to be nominated that day. So now she has to face off again with her opponent, her main opponent from that first round. That's Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. And interestingly, he's been running to her left, supported by liberal bloggers like MoveOn.org and by the Service Employees Union and other unions. So she's tried to pillory him as the champion of outside forces and the left.
It seems like every election has a soap opera somewhere. And what a surprise, it's South Carolina.
Yes, just as they were hoping to get over Mark Sanford and his long walk on the Appalachian Trail that seemed to have wound up all the way down in South America. He survived, by the way. He never was removed from office. And now he's retiring from office. There's a large field of rivals to replace him, especially in his own Republican Party. And it's been dominated recently by a 38-year-old legislator named Nikki Haley. She's the daughter of immigrants from India. And in the past 10 days, two men have suddenly gone public with claims, very murky claims, that they had trysts with her in 2007 and 2008. No proof, no details. She's put out a TV ad with her husband and her two small children and strongly denied these allegations. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to Nikki Haley's double-digit advantage in the polls when we get to the actual polling on Tuesday.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you, Leanne.